This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
One of the bigger news stories, not only of the week, but probably in the history of the city of San Bernardino. It's not every day that a city decides to get rid of its fire department, but that is what San Bernardino City Council did this past week. They took a vote to essentially, because of the bankruptcy, disband its fire department. I don't know that I used the proper word when I wrote this story earlier this week. I said eliminate the fire department, disband the fire department, but there's actually something else that will go on in this process, isn't there?
Well, the city will still have fire protection. What's really happening is that the city is turning over its fire protection service to the county fire agency. County has agreed to take it on. That will involve not only transferring the personnel, but also the fire stations, the fire trucks, other equipment will become the county's, not the city's.
I saw a statement was circulating on social media, a statement by the San Bernardino Professional Firefighters Association. And although they still sound a little sore about all this, they did sound positive about San Bernardino County being the agency that's taking over fire protection.
Well, it's a big agency. It has protection all over the biggest county in the contiguous United States, so they know what they're doing. They've absorbed other local fire agencies, most recently Crest Forest, also in the past Victorville and Hesperia. So, you know, they're kind of old hands at this. It's definitely new for the city. A 137-year-old fire department is being disbanded. What happens is the firefighters, the ones in the union that you whose statement you mentioned, they will be allowed to apply for transfers to the county agency, but it's not a given. They still have to go through the regular employment screening. They'll have background checks. They'll have to pass physicals. And I believe the pay is a little bit lower, but the benefits are a little bit better. There's also the advantage that once they get into the county fire agency, they could apply for positions not just in San Bernardino, but, you know, maybe closer to where some of them live. It could be Yucaipa, could be out in the desert.
And there are still, there's still going to be some negotiating going on between the city and the county about this, right? And did I read another city council vote might be ahead?
Well, they have to hammer out the details of this agreement. This was just initiating the transition. The biggest thing they'll have to deal with is to annex to the county fire district, and that goes before the Board of Supervisors, the City Council, and also the Local Agency Formation Commission. It's quite an involved process.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking about this again. Let's talk about Prado Dam. Word came out that the deteriorating bicentennial mural might be saved. There might be a chance to save it.
Well, it certainly got a temporary reprieve. A judge has ordered the Army Corps of Engineers, which wanted to either remove the mural or seal it because of lead in some of the paint, ordered them to keep their hands off the mural until the case has been through the courts. A man who helped design and paint the mural when he was a Corona High School senior sued the Army Corps to prevent them from taking the mural down and to try to save it as a historical monument. The judge, in his order, he observed that this is the largest and most visible of a handful of bicentennial murals that still exist. Of course, these were painted 40 years ago, so there aren't that many left. He also observed that it's clearly a source of pride and meaning to local residents. Something like 20,000 people have signed a petition to save it. So the Army Corps is planning to hold hearings on whether to repaint the original wording. The original mural said 200 years of freedom, 1776 to 1976. It's been graffitied, so it's a little hard to make out now. But the question is whether to repaint the original or to create a new design. I think a lot of people are in favor of preserving the original wording.
Okay, we'll see what happens there. And finally, California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein asked President Obama to protect three desert areas. What's this about?
Well, Feinstein introduced a desert preservation bill in February to update the Desert Preservation Act, which passed 21 years ago. But so far, that bill has not had any hearings. We hear about the gridlock in Washington. There have been no hearings in the Senate. The House version is stalled. So nothing is happening there. So this is kind of a workaround. The president has the authority under the Antiquities Act to designate national monuments. And Feinstein has asked for three new ones in the deserts of Riverside and San Bernardino counties.
But do you know specifically the areas?
I do. There's one which kind of captures the imagination. It's called the Sand to Snow Monument. It goes from the Coachella Valley floor all the way to the top of Mount San Gorgonio, uh-huh. which is the tallest peak in that range. There's another that would be called the Mojave Trails, and it kind of tracks the old Route 66, Highway 40 out through the desert. Hmm. And another one is called Castle Mountains, and that's really within the Mojave National Preserve out on the Nevada border.
And we're still waiting for the president to indicate whether or not he's going to do this then, right?
Yeah, this letter just went out last week. Feinstein said she, in working on this, got broad support from the environmental community, recreation community, because it would preserve off-highway recreation in the desert, from government, which owns a lot of the property out there, cattle ranching, mining, the Department of Defense, because, of course, there's the military installations out there, and utility companies, which need to be sure that they can transmit all the power from the solar and wind development on these transmission lines. So by getting all that support, it would seem she's made a good argument to the president to go ahead and make these designations.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that, too. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.